Hey, listen, welcome to my apartment. It's apartment 5H. It's the Gwinn & Gard DJ self. My neighbor's still in the building. She took over a little bit, snuck in my crib and all that. But today is a day where I get to act manly. Why I say I get to act manly? Because I get to talk about sports. Now, this gentleman that's on my left-hand side, before I even introduce you, I know nothing about sports. Oh. I am one of the guys, right, that I used to try to get the athletes' chicks. You understand? By the way, through music. Uh-huh. You understand what I'm saying? Because I wasn't a basketball player. I wasn't a football player. And I wasn't a fighter. I was just the guy that knew music, and I got the girls through music. Oh, you like such and such, such and such? Playing the music, blah, 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 DJing. And doing different girls things like that. Music. Lamar Roach is here. What's up, boy?
Man, what's up, man?
How you feeling, man?
Good.
Well, first of all, respect, man.
Man, for sure. Thanks for having me, bro.
All right. So I want to dumb it down first for people that are like me. You are a boxer.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Would you consider yourself a fighter or a boxer? And this is a two-part question. And what is the difference?
Okay, so I would consider myself both. I would consider myself a fighter because of my background and how I came up as a boxer and how I worked my way to how I am. Mm-hmm. So, and that question can be directed, the way you directed the question can be answered a few different ways. So I'm thinking as far as like fighter, boxer thing, you're probably talking about my style in the ring. Are you? Mm-hmm.
That also too.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying that is because there are people like me, right? I used to be into boxing years ago, Tyson, Floyd, like that. And then I fell out of love with boxing, and then I feel like there's a new crop of boxers such as yourself, and is bringing a new breath of fresh air into boxing.
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel like the new wave have new styles of boxing also, I guess, because of time also. And I guess you guys studied the greats and evolved.
Definitely.
So when I do say that, sometimes in hip hop, people say, I ain't a rapper, I'm a hustler that rap.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, okay. So that's why I'm asking.
I get your drift. Uh-huh. All right, so yeah, I'm a fighter.
Okay, cool.
I'm a fighter. All right. I ain't have like the whole celebrity backing or someone to propel me to the top. I worked my way everywhere I got. Mm-hmm. I earned every shot I got or every level of boxing. I'm talking about from a kid to when I turned professional, anything like that. So when I turned pro, I got signed to Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions, mm-hmm. which was one of the biggest boxing promoters in Boston, which still is one today. Mm-hmm. So that was straight out of the amateurs. I didn't, no offense to the people who fought on the club shows or anything like that, but I worked for that and all that. So that's why I say I'm a fighter, because even then I still wasn't getting the notoriety like the Devins of the world, the Tanks, and they had people to propel them or a platform to, especially like the Ryan Garcias, to propel their platform through social media and stuff like that. I ain't had that. I still managed to become world champion. I still managed to be here today and one of the biggest fights of the year.
Mm-hmm. So I agree.
Talk your shit. Yeah.
I agree. So now, me knowing less about boxing, I'm being super honest, right?
Uh-huh. Wait, because before I lose my thought, how did you get discovered by Oscar De La Hoya's what is this?
You bagged the shorty?
No, you keep it real. Mind you, the shorties was looking for me.
Yes, I see. I knew it. See, it always got something to do with it.
Probably necessarily wasn't his, but they probably bumped it to somebody. It's like,
what was
going on? Excuse me. Okay, okay.
Men find out things through the girls. I'm telling you. Well, go ahead.
So, as an amateur, I won 11 national championships. That was a lot. That's probably still is a lot today. But back in 2014, that's when I turned pro. That's when they, Al Heyman and them tried to contact me too, whatever the case may be. I had options. Mike Tyson, when he was doing his promotion as well, they flew me out and all that stuff. But I guess scouts. I mean, you hear about they're on top of like the top of the amateur crop. I was on the USA team in the men's division. When I was 17, I won the National Golden Gloves. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that, but that's a men's tournament. That's when I was first able to fight men. And, you know, they took interest in me and, you know, we sat down, we got the business right. And that was the best business proposal to me. So that's how I got discovered by them and then they signed me.
Now, so I want to try to compare and parallel music to boxing. You're telling me you signed to a promotion company.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't boxers do their own promotion company?
They do.
So, such as yourself?
So right now I'm a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not with anyone. My contract with Golden Boy was up about two and a half years ago. So, you know, I was in line for a world title shot. I wasn't a champ yet. The champion was signed to a promotional company. Mm-hmm. And my dad has his own promotional company that we had no excuse boxing.
Gotcha.
It's no excuse promotions. So it's not big time like PBC and Al Heyman. Of course, they have the backing, they have the money. They have the production, all that. So we chose not to sign with PBC because they tried to sign us. And, you know, we like, all right, we're going to double down. We're going to win this world championship, and we're going to have the leverage.
Start our own, okay.
Because my dad already had his promotional company going, but me having what I have, the world championship,
mm-hmm. It's leverage.
It's leverage.
Got you.
That's something a promoter wants mm-hmm. because that's, in hindsight, more publicity,
eyeballs,
and noise, and they want to see champions fight other champions.
Yes.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
Especially
just,
if you're good.
Just bills, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. So they do, but it's
about the, okay.
What? Uh-huh. It requires cash.
No, that's the reason why I'm asking, because, you know, I try to get into boxing a couple times, and I'm always going to tell this story because I was very pissed off at this guy. I invested into a boxer, and he, I won't say his name, but I guess whoever's into boxing knows. And I put some money in this guy, and a big fight he had, he wound up getting caught with steroids.
Wow.
Got his license revoked, and a year they reinstated him and then got caught again.
That's crazy.
Meatball.
I know. I know who you're talking about.
So, you know, in the beginning, I try to give him a couple of dollars and stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm just asking because just in case I become a meatball again and invest in somebody, at least I can know how to get a return in my investment. That's all. So me having a conversation to you today, mm-hmm. I do want to just get into boxing. And I know you're here to promote the fight also.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to get into that. All because right. They told me D.C. and Baltimore don't fuck with each other.
Hey.
But then I heard D.C. niggas always be whipping the Baltimore niggas ass. I got all that. I'm fully focused. You understand? I done killed so many Morgan State broads.
Yeah.
You understand
what I'm saying?
I'm just keeping it real. I'm one of them guys. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm fully focused. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So now... This we'll go to this fight with Tank. From my knowledge now, you moved up.
Yeah.
Is that a disadvantage or an advantage for you?
That's an advantage for me. I'm not a small guy at my weight class.
Okay.
And if you ever seen Tank, y'all know he's little. So mm-hmm. I'm naturally bigger than him, and he's a weight class above me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 less pounds I gotta cut. And, you know, less strenuous on the weight cut, and then I get to retain more strength.
Mm-hmm. So, going into a fight, is it better to, I want to use the word, be afraid or not be afraid? Why I say that? Because sometimes people say you being afraid brings out the courage in you.
And nah, not in boxing.
Okay, hell fuck
nah.
That shit.
Hell no. Nah.
Okay, all right, come on, all right.
If you afraid, you're in the wrong sport.
The reason why I say that, right? Because I be seeing sometimes people be, and you could tell what, yo, this nigga's pussy. You yes. understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're okay. in the wrong sport.
Okay.
It's like you can smell it. It's like a dog. You can smell it. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Nah, that's facts. That shit is over with. No.
Well, you were just, wait a minute. You were just saying, because you were looking at all the snacks and you were like, oh, we're 8 weeks out. I could do the snacks. What do you mean by that? Because you were talking about because of the weight class and all those. Okay. Okay.
And I'm moving up.
So what kind, okay.
I got room.
Is that a myth that you shouldn't have sex before a
fight? I was going to ask that question too.
If my dad watching this.
I'm going to be, so listen, again, right?
Nah, no funny.
Uh-huh.
It's really, like, when it comes to science, yes, it's true. You shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely shouldn't.
So I want you to take your own advice too. I'm not going to ask you yes or no, because I don't want
to
know.
You're telling someone not to have sex?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I am. I'm going to tell you why, right?
Let me take note. October 22nd yes. at 4:13 yes. p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Do your thing. Raw dog. You understand what I'm saying? Sushi. You know what I'm saying? 100%, right? But before then, but again, I'm going to let you finish your science quiz. Then I'll spit the old head shit. I get.
Look, to keep a spade, all right. You having sex. Obviously, the end all goal is to get off.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you go sushi and you get off?
This is the best. Sushi's the best.
Go ahead. If you go sushi and you get mm-hmm. off, you got to think about what's coming out of you.
Okay.
All that stuff makes a whole human.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. obviously that's a lot of stuff coming out of you. That's a lot of things coming out of your body that you need
release.
To perform. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. Like, you need that. You need it. So, when it comes to performance, you need testosterone. You know what I'm saying? You need your energy. You need, and it's like the physical and the emotional, like, all that stuff is like, that shit is real, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just probably some freak of nature people that they used to it. Like, that's what they do. They probably used to it and used to performing. But it's just not, scientifically, it's not the best thing to do. It's not at all.
So why do you think some boxers have a hard time following those rules? Those scientific rules?
What you think?
I don't know.
What you just
wait,
say? Sushi's the best.
It is the best. I love.
How long are you supposed to wait? Yeah, that was a weird question.
No,
how long are you supposed to wait? Like, if they say, okay, don't have sex X amount of time before a fight. What's
so,
that time frame?
Again, scientifically.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Six go months ahead. Is crazy. Oh my God. Scientifically speaking, on average, your testosterone levels will reach a peak at about 3.5 to 4 weeks.
So you saying a month out, that's it. Oh, yeah, I think you need more than a month. I'll be honest with you.
No, and some listen, people do need it more than a month because it's just like, again, like I said, it's testosterone built up. It gives you a better advantage physically than it does depleted, for sure.
I think, all right, he's the professional. I'll be keeping real. I'm a professional creep. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say I think at least 3 months, man. Come on,
3 months.
3 months. Come on.
Yeah, before a fight. Yeah, like you
know, a month is good.
Okay, look,
a month. That's
a month
nothing.
Cause by a month,
I don't want
like,
a month without smashing.
No, cause like 2 weeks is like, all right, it's fine. By a month, you like, let's go, somebody. In a month,
gonna be on edge.
This guy's lying. You have like whole relationships every 2 months talking about 3 months.
Yeah, but I ain't a boxer though. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So let me right. I've had the pleasure of being around some boxers, and again, it's like I'm throwing them under the bus, so I don't want to mention names.
Right.
But there was a prolific, great boxer, and I remember hearing that story. And he had recently, this is a recent time.
Uh-oh.
He had a chick in his room the whole time. And I said, this nigga's going to lose. Why? Because it was like, there's no way. I don't know what they were doing in that room. I can't. You understand?
Yeah.
But you in the room.
You in the
you
room.
You understand? You in the room. And he wound up losing. And he wasn't set to lose. Hey. So So then a while ago, they talk about Meech is being out and different things like that. And I had the pleasure. I'm a little old enough to have hung out with Meech.
Okay.
And there was a boxer that used to hang out also. And I saw him with a couple girls 2-3 days before the fight. And that same fight, he lost. Damn. So in my experience, I've always said, you know, discipline is the best way to win fights.
That's what I was going to touch on, okay, too. It's not just, it's because it's definitely the physical aspect, but discipline is key. That's what it is. It keeps you on a straight, narrow line. It keeps you hungry. It keeps you ready to achieve what you have to achieve, rather than you being too relaxed and obviously you winding down after you done finished. You know what I mean?
I like to go to sleep and I snore. Like, oh, woo, get off me too. I'm one of them.
Don't
yo,
touch
get off.
Me. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Are you like that?
Don't touch me. Everybody like that.
That's not true. Not everyone is like that.
Don't touch me. I ain't even tell him. I ain't about to tell him he knew.
I don't know. No, he looks like he likes to cuddle. He looks like he likes to cuddle with the right person, though. He don't cuddle everybody.
I cuddle with my girl.
See, look. See, I told you he was a cuddler.
Yeah, but you heard what the key word with my girlfriend.
There you go.
Anything else, get off me.
Well, no, I not everyone.
Not even get off me. Listen, get off me.
No, I understand there's certain levels to the cuddling. Yeah. Not everyone gets a cuddle. No, that's okay.
Touch me.
But how do you prepare for a fight? What's your process?
You mean like egg yolk and stuff like that?
Nah, I ain't on that.
I'm fucking dug it.
I ain't on that. But I do clean up my eating habits. I clean up my eating habits. I try to go no fried foods, less grease, mainly chicken and seafood, minimal beef. What else? Water, a gallon of water every day. A curfew for my food. I can't eat after. Oh, I try not to eat after 8 o'clock. So my food can digest.
Do you sleep earlier?
I sleep earlier. Okay. I try to, but I do sleep earlier because I be tired. I be working hard. I work out twice a day, damn near every day. I get a rest here and there, and a recovery day to go meet with my sports doctor and stuff like that, get my body right. Because the work is grueling, man. The work is hard work. So, and that's for 8 weeks, 8 weeks straight. So, or more. So that's really what it is. And then, you know, I'm locked in for real. I'm not outside. You know, I do my press and then I'm back in the house. I'm in the game, in the gym.
How do you prepare for this particular fight? Because also, I told you again, I'm not 100% all into sports, but I hear things. And I know that this, if not the, one of the biggest fights of your career at this point.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right?
For sure.
A lot of eyeballs are on you. I also heard that a lot of people don't particularly say you don't have a power punch.
Oh my God, yeah.
You've heard that before?
Ask some niggas I've been in the ring with.
Okay.
Ask them.
Okay.
Ask them. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah. Looking at my record, you could tell that obviously I don't got no 90% knockout ratio. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? But again, ask the people I've been in the ring with. And ask their side too. They know I can punch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You fought this kid a couple times. But yeah, you lost though, kid.
I did.
I heard about you lost, girl.
I lost. But you look like, so the reason we fought twice is because the first time we did fight, obviously, I thought I won, but they took a point from me that was like, they took a point from both of us, but they took a point from me that shouldn't have been, you know, that shouldn't have happened.
They cheated. Got you. Don't worry about it. I said it. You ain't got to say it.
So we sent the tape to USA Boxing. USA Boxing overlooked it, and they sent me to the Nationals as well. We fought in a regional tournament. Mm-hmm. You got to win the state regional to go to the Nationals to be crowned national champion. Mm-hmm. We fought in the championship of the regional championships, sent the tape through. They sent me an at-large bid to the Nationals. We was on two different sides. We both beat everybody for in the championship, and I lost a close fight.
You lost.
And I lost a close fight there, too.
So now, excuse me, I don't know what happened to me today.
That's because of that water you're drinking.
I like this water, right? So
that fake sugar.
Now, this is you. Now you got to revenge yourself, right? And you got to revenge DC.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like if this don't go the way it's supposed to go, you can't go to DC for like a month. I'm just playing with you.
I'm just playing with you.
DC, I love DC. I'm just playing. Chill, God, chill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, we all come in there and we say, we got to make this happen. It's just that I want to, however I can help, put the eyeballs on you, and I want you to, or if me, your friends, everybody, to say that and help people feel that you are a person that could make this person lose.
Yeah, for sure.
And like I said to you, the little that I know about boxing and stuff like that, I feel you can win. It's not me that you sitting here,
yeah.
Because if I didn't, I probably wouldn't say, come to my house. I'll be honest with you. She'll tell you, I don't, yeah. You understand?
Okay.
I do feel like you could win, right? I don't know about FanDuel and shit like that.
Oh, FanDuel got me.
I'm betting with you, right?
I put the max bet on myself, just to let y'all know, already about 4 times already. I might do it again 2 more times tomorrow.
So you do bet on yourself?
What?
You should.
No, I'm just asking. I don't know. Some people don't gamble. I don't know.
I've been here before, just to let y'all know, too. Okay. I've been here before. I spanked FanDuel when I won my championship, mm-hmm. because they had me the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
I spanked them. We cleaned up.
I know this is like kind of like letterish or something like that, but you have a nose, and I know your nose, you could breathe, like, you understand what I'm saying? So you're going to have a lot of energy. Like, yo, you don't understand. I don't know if anybody ever said that to you. I know that's kind of left, right?
Agility, like.
No, I'm telling you. Listen, certain things that I look at. I'm just telling you, the oxygen. Listen what I'm telling you. The oxygen coming. And yo.
Look, he just said, nigga, your nose fat, nigga. That's what he just said.
Yo, being honest, right? I'm just saying.
Anyway, so as far as boxers are concerned, do you feel
you want to make a bet?
Oh, who you betting on?
I'm betting on him.
Oh, I'm not going to bet against him.
Oh, okay. I'm just keeping it real.
He's officially in front of the show now. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm rooting.
I want to come get a couple dollars.
The early odds came out as +850 just in case.
+850. I don't know what that means.
I don't know about the rounds, okay. And stuff like that. Yeah. Do you come in there trying to knock him out, or are you just trying to, like, do?
I'm trying to do everything I can to secure the win. Now, if I see something, I'm going to take it. I'm going to try to take his head off. But, you know, other than that.
Do you come in fights saying, yo, I want to knock this person out?
I came into a few fights and be like, I'm trying to knock this person out. My last fight, I was like, look, he can't sit in there with me for longer than XYZ. And then he went down twice, and in the fourth, I thought it was over. I don't know about the grace. You know what happened? My dad was in the corner celebrating and shit like that. I think he looked up and was like, oh, nah, they got me fucked up. And he got up, and the round ended. Boom. I'm like, damn, this one's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I ended up knocking him out. And that was my defense at home and stuff like that. But I'm locked in, bro. I'm locked in. It's gonna be. I'm trying to make it as much as a terrible night for him as I can.
A terrible night.
Is Freddie Roach your dad?
No.
Oh.
You heard that before?
People ask if we're related and stuff like that, but nah, we're not.
You used to get joked on about your last name.
When I was a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, you're mad immature.
My name is Tutu, so they always be like, yo, Tutu, add me, Tutu. That's what I'm asking.
Tutu's
like,
your last name?
No, what? I didn't say that's my name.
What's your name?
Tutu. You never knew that?
Your name, like on your birth certificate?
So she's been a guest in your house and don't know your
name. I know my Terrence.
Yeah, but
government.
That's my government.
We may have to bleep that out because he's very.
I don't care. Don't make a difference. You can Google
that. But Tutu, like on your birth certificate, it's Tutu.
Tutu.
You know, Tank got a lot of troll fans and all that too. So you know, a couple of Roach like references definitely. Like you're gonna get stepped on, like a Roach,
I'm just so
or you're gonna get. braided out and shit like that. I'm just like,
that's kind of funny though. That is kind of funny. This is no no New York game, no New York G. I do really sincerely feel that you are going to win. This one I feel good about. And I know it's weird stuff, and I'm being honest. I said, damn, look at this nigga nose. He gonna win, God. I'll be honest. I know it's weird. I know. I said, yo, this nigga could breathe. I'm telling you, like, that's breathing crazy. Is the hardest thing. I'm telling you, when you fighting, your breathing is everything. So, I do feel that you are going to win. I want to get back to boxing. I know you have some questions about the fight. I just want to learn about boxing too. So, I asked you about the going in about knocking out and the lasting different rounds and stuff like that. Growing up, I'm pretty sure people are going to say Floyd or whatever. Who are like some of the top boxers that you was like, oh my God, and why?
So the boxers that I really liked growing up, probably like as a kid, like I like Prince Nassim. I don't know if you knew him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prince Nassim. I like Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya was like that. I ain't gonna lie. Six division world champion. Mm-hmm. Five like champion in all them divisions. When Oscar came out, he was the Golden Boy and all that. He was nice. Mm-hmm. Who else did I like? I like Sugar Ray Leonard, and my cousin put me onto him heavy, like when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. He sent me like his amateur tapes when he won the Olympics and his professional stuff and all that stuff. So he was one of my favorite boxers. And yeah, that's back and Roy Jones.
Okay.
Roy Jones is a beast.
I was gonna ask because I feel like
which Roy Jones, like the rapping one or the box? No, just play.
I was just gonna say because it feels like there is a crop of boxers that were considered greats, but they don't really get their just due. Like you don't really hear people say like a Holyfield or a Lennox Lewis. Oh, like,
nah. Well, to the boxing world, they are just crazy great. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe outside of like the hardcore fans, maybe not.
Yeah.
But Holyfield, you gotta think, and Holyfield beat everyone's favorite fighter Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. So that's probably taking, you know,
I think they cheated him. I'm from Brooklyn, man, so I mean, we gonna take Brooklyn that L.
You know, man.
And he smashed. He did smash before. He was in the hotel with
who,
the chicks.
Mike?
Yeah, that's why.
What?
See?
Listen.
Allegedly.
He made his choice, allegedly. He made his choice. No, but I think it's interesting that you mentioned like Sugar Ray because it's just names that you just don't hear so often. And I guess maybe because 90s was like, I mean, boxing was really big in the 90s, and it seems like maybe like MMA kind of like took the forefront in the UFC.
It's trying.
But it's trying to make a comeback, though. It is. Like, you see it more.
Yeah,
like,
boxing is doing this thing now. We've been having some great fights in the last couple of years. And the best are starting to fight the best. And I look to
Do you think Tank be ducking fights?
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't let him get you in, like.
Nah, like real shit. I just don't think so.
I be hearing stuff like this.
It's a lot of like men in this sport that, you know what I'm saying, they get in there. So I wouldn't necessarily deem a lot of men scared of another man, but because there's a lot of shit that come with it. It's like you got to think the business. Sometimes the business don't line up. Sometimes people do price themselves out of fights, like actual crazy number. You know they're not gonna give it to you. Niggas be like, oh well, we trying to make the fight, but they didn't give us.
They won't give us some money.
Come on, bro, you're not that. You're not gonna get that money. Mm-hmm. So you're not gonna get that money nowhere. So why you ask me for and stuff like that? But I don't necessarily think he ducking. I think if he had if the cards lined up right, I think that he'd be able to fight the people that he want to fight.
When you beat him, who would you want to fight next?
That's a good question. I want to be able to defend both titles because I'm the champion at 130. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to defend at 35 and 30. So whatever is more appealing and what I want to do. So maybe I fight a champion at 35 if it's available. But I got smoked with somebody at 130 or a couple people at 130. I want to be undisputed at 130.
Okay.
So I want to win those belts. But I still want to fight at 35. And obviously the bigger names are at 35. I want to fight all the guys that people would want me to fight.
But like who?
Who does? I mean, you got everybody who's a champion. So let me name the champions. You got the guy from Ukraine that I forgot his name. Branch.
If you got his name, he's not hot. Don't worry about that. That's fine.
He had just won a title from a vacant title. Lomachenko, Shakur Stevenson. And now the other one is Tank.
I did hear that you were scared of Shakur Stevenson.
You ain't
that.
Never heard that.
I'm playing with you. I try to bait him.
You ain't never heard that. And nobody never heard that. Nobody never heard my name and scared.
And scared.
Less,
I got you.
Less scared
I got
of
you,
me.
I got you. I got you. So, try to get him.
Nah.
Get him.
But
you know, he's from Newark. He's from Jersey.
Yeah.
He ain't too far from you, though. Y'all could have, you know.
I know him. I helped him get ready for a fight and all that. I helped him get ready for a fight when he fought Oscar Valdez and stuff like that. Like, he cool. And
you taught him what to do?
Nah, I ain't taught him what to do.
Okay.
I ain't told him, but I helped him out. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
what you mean? You helped him out. Help him just telling him.
We was gonna, he asked me to come to camp.
Oh, he asked you for your advice.
So you know him outside.
No, he obviously. He asked me to spar with him.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you snuffed him?
A couple times.
Okay.
Nah. I'm gonna say, if I snuffed him, he snuffed me. Nah, no funny though. He cool though.
I'm just asking a question. He sparred with him. He snuffed him. You snuffed him.
Yeah, he even probably snuffed me a couple of times. I mean, no,
but you snuffed him more.
Man, we ain't say that.
So he snuffed you more.
We definitely.
I'm confused.
Ain't say that. We definitely ain't say that.
It
neither.
Had to be somebody. Bro, had 10 know. And somebody had 5.
It was good work.
Okay.
It was good work.
It was a good workout.
Yeah.
So you feel like you could beat him?
I feel like I can beat anybody.
Okay. But yeah, what about him per se?
If he was to ask me. You think you can beat me?
You dancing now, God. This is not how DC niggas rock, man.
If DC
don't rock like that, God.
If he was to ask me, do you think you could beat me? I'm going to be like, yeah, nigga, of course. The same way he would do the same thing.
Okay. DC, what's up, man? You supposed to knock that out.
I'm
playing with you. Nah, listen, it's all love. I'm just joking.
It's love, though. Shout out to Shakur. That nigga can fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just can't beat you.
He just can't beat me.
Hello. Yeah.
Nobody can beat me.
Uh-huh. But he particularly can't beat you.
Nah, particularly Tank can't beat me.
Sure. And I'm gonna win some money from this one too. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
So besides boxing, do you see yourself, like, for instance, like George Foreman, he did a lot of big things outside of boxing. Like everyone and their mother had a George Foreman grill in the 90s. Like,
yeah,
do you see yourself?
We had one.
Everyone did. I had like 2. Do you see yourself branching out of boxing on a business level?
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
Or even arts, like acting, anything like that?
All of that.
What honestly. You got coming?
No, I don't got nothing coming right now.
But what would you like to do then?
I would like to get in. I would like to get in front of a camera. I would like to. I also want to do my. I want to start my own podcast with me and my brother. My brother's my little brother. He's everybody's antagonist for sure. So I know that's going to be like they're going to love to hate him. And he gonna make me look so good because he's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He is an asshole, bro. So I wanna do something similar to this. Like mm-hmm. this is a nice space, bro. This is a nice space and your platform is a huge platform and that's something that I wanna create for myself as well. Mm-hmm. And branch off of that, maybe get a couple acting gigs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you wanna act? Yeah, what kind of role would you play? If you could do anything you
want
to.
If you ask me, I think I could act.
Okay.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Just okay. No experience or none of that shit. I think 50
Cent, you got another series coming.
Yeah, for sure.
But what kind of role? Like would you play a good guy, a bad guy, a superhero? Like who? Like what kind of role? If you
could
make
any role
for yourself.
I don't think I can get with a superhero. I don't think I could do that. I don't think so.
Okay.
I probably had to go to acting school class for that. But I could do the, I definitely can do the good guy role. I can do the bad guy role. I could do the supporting cast. I could be the best supporting actor. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could be a nigga best friend. I could be okay. I could be the crazy ex. I could be the
I could see you as the crazy
oh,
ex.
Oh man, no, I don't like that. I'm gonna take that back.
I think it's I think it's the light eyes. Like I feel like, you know what I mean? Like
it might be his nose.
It's his eye. No, because you could play like
no,
the
listen,
like the Michael.
You got licensed hands, so I already know you can't.
That shit is fake.
As a matter of fact, I want to ask
you. That's not real.
What
are you talking about?
That's not real.
That's not a real thing.
You
no.
sure?
That's what people say to get out of fights, especially when you're in school and you're young.
No way.
I never knew that. I gotta Google that.
For the world to know, there's no such. You don't go anywhere to go sign your hands. You don't register anything. It's either you box or you don't.
Okay.
Really?
That's it. It's either somebody pressed charges or they don't.
Oh.
I got to Google that, man, because you're going to get some boxer jammed up.
Nah. No. They got jammed up because of either they have notoriety, they got some money, whatever the case may be, and they decided to press charges.
No more nose jokes. Don't hit me, please.
No, I'm so shocked. This whole time, I thought that was a real thing.
Yeah, no, that's fake. That's fake.
Who's going to win the World Series?
I like Ohtani.
I'm talking about, you talking about the Dodgers.
Listen, I can do basketball, I can do baseball.
I think I'm going with the Dodgers too.
I like, you going against New York?
Yeah, I'd like to win.
This is believable. You ain't see the other clips where he was like, Plaz is his favorite rapper, you know what I mean? Yeah, against like Nas and Jay-Z.
I like Plaz, yes. I like Plaz.
It ain't no shade to Plaz, I love him.
Yeah,
but
that's all I gotta say, there's nothing wrong with that.
I like Plaz. I fuck with Plaz.
Or Ice Cube versus Nas. He goes for Ice Cube. Like, this is his thing. No, like, because he's from here.
I like winners. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why I said, I know you're going to win.
He's crazy.
Right? So, I mean, still train. You know what I'm saying? But it's already in the cards that you're going to win. I like winners. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But I do like the Dodgers. I think, again, I'm not into sports. I'm into visuals. And I could see the Dodgers winning. And again, like you said, I'm from New York, so I'm supposed to go Yankees. But I know who's going to win. I'm telling you, anytime I said somebody's going to win, they always won. Keep it real.
I mean, they're that unfortunately.
So I know. I've been having this gift since I don't know how long. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't, but for me, home team over everything. I don't care if deep down on the side. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because we're loyal.
For sure.
We're loyal people.
Yeah, I'm loyal to the bread.
Yeah, I see.
You understand what I'm
there's
saying?
There's nothing wrong with that in the aspect. Yeah, for okay. sure.
That's where I'm making it happen at. And I'm telling you, you're going to win. I know you're like, yo, Joe, just got selfish.
Nah,
I promise you. I promise you, it's going to be a W. I don't know how. That part I don't see. I don't know if it's the knockout or
Well, you need to start
or the distance.
You need to start seeing and you okay. give me a call.
Yeah, right? That part, I don't know. Who other boxers that you are very cool with? Like when I say cool with, I hang out, speak.
Yeah,
outside of sparring. Not the sparring, I think that's just business. Sure. What about cool? Yo, oh, you fucked up. I fucked up too.
I don't know. Do you know Stephen Fulton, Cool Boy Steph?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my homie. Like, out of all the boxing men, that's not from my area or whatever the case may be. That's really my guy. We actually hang out and talk to each other and shit like that. Like,
yeah, went to a Diddy party together?
We would never go to a Diddy party.
Okay.
I've never been invited to a Diddy party and I'm probably won't ever.
Okay,
be
yeah,
invited
now,
to
right?
A Diddy
yeah.
party for sure.
Where's your favorite place to box?
Where's my favorite place to box? Somebody just asked me this too. Maybe Madison Square Garden, and it's because the atmosphere is crazy. Mind you, I fought at Madison Square Garden before, and it's the mecca of boxing and stuff like that. But it was the fight that I wasn't in that I experienced the electricity in the air. Like when it happened, I'm just like, damn. I'm like, it gave me chills, and I'm like, bro, it's sold out. Triple G's coming out, and they going crazy. Triple G is from Kazakhstan. He got crazy fans in here going crazy. And then that fight was just, it was a good fight. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, damn, like, I can feel that. So it might be Madison Square
Garden
just because of that.
The electricity. Sure.
A different type of energy. Yeah. Who do you listen to, like, when you're working out, getting ready for a fight?
Plaz.
Like?
Not never. No disrespect. But it's not Plaz. I'm on the youngins, like, hard. Like, right now, it's when I'm getting in that mood, it's like I got to be in the same, I got to listen to something that's getting me in the same mood that's getting me ready for this fight. And I'm on kill. So I'm listening to all types of New York drill rap, Chicago drill rap.
Okay.
DC free car music, if y'all know what that is. If you don't, go listen to it. It's a lot of stuff.
It's called DC
free car music.
Explain
free
that, because I. No, It's like, oh, now I definitely want you to tell me.
Free car music.
Freak out or free con?
Free car.
Oh, free
oh,
car.
Oh, like you would rob somebody?
Like a stolen, like that, because that's, it's a, sad to say.
Cars.
Look, sad to say, it's a problem in our city. It's a lot of,
that you steal cars.
It's stolen
that
cars.
He does not
every,
steal
yes,
cars.
It's, that's what it is. It's a lot of theft. It's a lot of auto theft. And, and senseless violence. I mean, sad to say, they rob about it.
No, of course. Listen, so, you're talking to two people in the music industry. Yeah, we know what it is.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, and then I, you know what I'm saying? I be around some of them or, know them or like, or in cahoots with the people that are making the music. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is.
So you in the mix? Yeah,
no, bro. Oh,
okay. I'm
no.
just asking a question.
Come on, no, we were getting, anyway, so you hang out with rappers?
Yeah, I hang out with rappers.
So who you hang with?
I hang with Situation Slim. I don't know if you heard him. He's a new DC rapper. He just recently got released from prison about a year ago and then made a crazy mark as soon as he got out rapping, hit the ground running.
Okay.
He's getting a lot of notoriety in the city. I know I was supposed to do like a segment or something, like a boxing segment actually with Fat Trail.
Okay.
In front of the show? It's like a little, for another show, like a little aspect, like a bring rappers to the gym and see if they can do your workout type.
Well, that's
cool.
You
know what I'm saying? Something like that. And so I just hang with a lot of people, and then a lot of people who are in cahoots with other rappers like that. So, you know, it's even one of my guys on my team, you know, he used to rap. He's in the music industry. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got his hands in different pockets everywhere, like right there. So, you know, that's a cool guy. He gonna be the one to put me around a lot of other people too. So it'll be a surprise, especially when I come out December 14th. Y'all gonna be surprised about who I choose out with.
So you are gonna bring somebody out?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring somebody out.
Mm-hmm. I'll be looking out. So give us like 5 songs off your playlist then, off your workout playlist. Like give us like 5 songs, just so we see who you listen to, like exactly.
All right, let me look on my phone real quick. So I can choose the ones. I'm going to go to look at my gym playlist and choose some of the best ones.
Because I be in the gym too. Maybe I need to put it on my playlist too.
Yeah, you're going to be cranking. You're going to go.
Or maybe I already have it on my playlist.
Yeah. Or maybe. That'd be a shock. That'd be a shock.
He's testing me.
I might be.
He's testing me.
I might be.
You know what I be listening to.
Yeah, she be listening to that drill stuff too.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? DC Car? What?
Free car music.
What's free car music? What's that? DC free car music. Free car? Yeah. This is my guy. He's from DC.
Oh, what's up? What's good? What's up, DJ? How you? Yeah, you know that. You know that for sure. Yes, sir. Yeah, we in New York.
Yeah, we in New York, nigga. Hey, listen. This. I'm betting on DC this time, God. Don't let me down.
See, he a Baltimore.
he a Baltimore nigga too. See? I forgot you a Baltimore nigga. I forgot you a Baltimore. Hey, listen. I love this right now because we on tape. I want to bet you, because I want to show him how real I am. That he might think I'm G-ing him. I want to bet you right now. No, listen. Yes or no, let's bet. Let's bet, nigga. I understand that. How much you want to bet? I don't want to hear all the song and dance. Give me my money. That's how you say it, right? Understood. What that got to do with the tea in price China in China?
Everything,
cause I'm a roll with both sides, but if I had to pick one, damn. You the damn right there. I want to show you who you should have picked. So let's bet. God.
It's an unfair question.
That's cool. I understand that. Let me help you out. I'm rolling with Roach. Let's do it. How much you want to make a bet? I understand that. Yeah. We cool. So listen, the Yankees is my niggas too, but they're going to lose. That's fine. Let's bet.
Hater.
I can't take this bet. And you know we bet all the time.
We do. And you lose all the time. Let's get that clear.
Uh-oh.
No, fuck out of here.
My nigga, I made a meme about you, God, because you don't like to pay when you lose. We only bet once, nigga.
So stupid.
Yeah. Well, pay the, let's bet, nigga. All right. You know what? You may not want to bet in front of him. That's fine. I got you. I'll call you later. I want to take your money.
They both my guys.
I understand that. Well, they both ain't my guy. He's my guy. I want to bet. All right. Bye, my nigga.
All
right. I'm just showing you. I ain't lying to you. Right, I know you gonna win, and I don't lose.
Say that. Say that. You ain't gonna lose. You ain't gonna lose December.
I know. Don't worry about that.
You ain't gonna lose.
Cheeseburger on me when I win.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Gotta make that up.
From Charles Prime too. I heard about that. I didn't get to go. Where Mark at? All right, Fort Charles. Yeah, Fort Charles Prime. Yeah, for sure. I wanna go.
Okay.
My man, so
I could afford it. a couple dollars.
Yeah.
You still owe me a burger, but go on.
So I like the song Diz Wiz from Young Dizzy. Okay. That's gonna put you in your if you on grind mode and you trying to get something up out of there, that's what I'm gonna go to for
okay.
sure. I like Baby Chief Do It. He's from Chicago. Young, he like 16.
Mm.
But all he rap about is sliding.
Like, okay. So, Chicago music.
Exactly.
Basically.
So Snooze You Lose, that's in my playlist for sure. What else? Situation Slim, Surgery. I like that one. And No Savage from DC. Reaper, my go-to.
Mm.
My nickname is the Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And then let me see. I'ma go back to Situation Slim. No, I'm going to go Young Threat. And I'm going to go Free Car Music from Young Threat.
Hmm.
Free Car Music.
Yes.
I need to go look all these guys. I'm surprised I don't have any.
You slacking, huh?
Oh, please, like you have anyone.
You slacking.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
I mean, the youngest, I can't keep up. I'll be honest.
Exactly.
All the time I tell people, I just learned about some new guys. As of recent too, and I'm just like, whoa, I'm out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not afraid. Like some people be afraid. That's why you always should ask.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna check Lil
Shimmy
out though.
You heard of Lil Shimmy?
Lil Shimmy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I hear him. I've heard.
Yeah.
Him.
See, you don't even know.
Nah,
Lil
I'm not gonna lie. I lost my touch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I did. I lost my touch.
Lil Shimmy, R2R Mo.
R2R Mo.
And there's another kid named Hurricane Wisdom.
I'm thinking about too.
Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug.
I love
my
him.
My guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah? I love him.
Yeah.
He's so
yeah, man.
He's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah, I did. I definitely did. So that was
music.
I'm getting, you know, yeah. Unk is focused, man. Don't worry about it.
Unk is focused.
Yeah, Unk focused.
Yeah.
Go, Unk. Go, Unk.
So what does this upcoming fight mean for your legacy?
Oh, it means everything. This fight can solidify possibly my Hall of Fame run. And I'm going to say that because right now, amongst the boxing world and the casuals, Tank Davis is like one of the faces of boxing. And to me, I think he is too. You know what I'm saying? So why not me be the one who... I don't even necessarily, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to knock him off for a moment. He can regroup and recover with somebody else, but it's my time now. You know what I'm saying? So that can start. That can definitely solidify, start, or jumpstart my legs because it's going to happen. I'm going to make my Hall of Fame run with or without him. But, you know what I'm saying? I plan on doing it with this fight. I plan on jumpstarting it with this fight. That's going to catapult me. And then we're going to go crazy after that.
What do you say to the people that don't believe that you are going to be the winner this December?
I got two words for you. Told you. That's it. I can't wait until after the fight so I can say those two exact words. I'm going to look dead in the camera and be like, told you, for sure.
And then tell them the sushi. Now, just like, does it bother you? I'm pretty sure you hear it. But does it bother you that people don't feel that you will win?
Nah,
Okay.
Because I can't do nothing about it.
Does it motivate you?
I can't do it. Does. It motivates me for sure. It doesn't bother me, but I can't do nothing about it. People won't talk. Mm-hmm. I can't stop them from talking. I can't stop them from going to my page and commenting this, commenting that. And we'll be like, it's inevitable. And especially when you got a superstar of his caliber. So it's going to happen. It's just, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Mm-hmm. That's my father's thing. So December 14th, that's when the tide going to change.
I like that saying. I'm stealing that. Uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you navigate like the negativity online? Because I feel like we're seeing a lot more of that. Maybe it's the news cycle because every day it's like a new Diddy allegation. Like it just feels like there's a lot. The news cycle is heavy. So this, I feel like people are talking even more shit online than they usually are. So how do you deal with that?
I just let it be. Sometimes I get a little antsy and respond. You know what I'm saying? Like some people to my left be telling me not to respond, but
sometimes,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I be bored, for real, for real. Like, it don't bother me. It's just like, all right, let me call him a dick eater real quick.
Because I got time.
Because I got time. And then I, you know, I leave it alone. Let me tell him he on, you know what I'm saying, he on bullshit right now. Let me correct him, and then you just go on about my day. So, you know, it don't bother me. And again, I got receipts, so after the fight, I can really just be like, oh, wasn't you saying this? Wasn't you saying that? You know, so, you know, I ain't worried about that.
He's going to win.
I think so, too. We're rooting for you. Apartment 5H is rooting for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For real.
He's gonna, I'm going to be back with the belt.
You got to come back.
Listen, I went on Wildin' Out, and I got the belt. I went on Wildin' Out and got the belt. This is the real Wildin' Out belt.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I know you used to holding belts. But you know what I'm saying? This is a Wildin' Out belt. Yeah. This is a real Wildin' Out belt.
I know. We've had this conversation.
And I'm not a rapper, not one.
Oh, yeah, you beat him in the Wild Style.
Yeah, I've been in the Wild Style. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nick Cannon got
you did good. He did good.
I beat him in the Wildin' Out thing, kid.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Right there. You got to come back with your belt. Here. Y'all both sit with the belt.
Like, winners.
So when I win that belt, I'm going to have two belts. I'm going to be champion in both weights, too.
Yeah, because he already have a belt.
Oh, that's right.
He got a belt already.
You about to talk double the shit.
What?
I'm not used to wearing belts. I don't know if it's, are you supposed to open it or are you supposed to just leave it?
You can leave it like that and then just put it on your shoulder.
Oh, put it on your shoulder like this.
Yeah.
Like a fanny pack?
Easy. So let me, this is another question, right? let's say when you win, do you keep the same belt he had or they make you a new belt?
No, they make you a new belt. So after I win, I'll take the belt into like, you know what I'm saying? They'll give it to me, and I'll take it to the locker room, and then I'll just return it to him.
Oh, and then they give you a brand new belt?
Yeah, they send you a belt in the mail.
Oh, but so he gets to keep that belt?
Yeah, he gets it. It's his personal belt. Yeah.
Oh, and then, so who makes the belt?
The sanctioning body. So we're fighting for the WBA World Championship, so they'll make another one and send it out.
Oh, okay. So, but he gets to keep his
belt.
But you take it from him when you.
Yeah, when I win, like the belt will go with me and they'll go in the locker room and stuff like that. So that's how. So when I won my first championship, I beat the champion to get my belt. So I had to do the same thing. Like they gave me the belt. And then after I got dressed and stuff and I was talking shit in the locker room and all that stuff, I returned
you
it.
Must suck. Somebody give you your belt back, like, And you're just like, damn,
That's how I was.
That's
and
like
then
a fucked up
he
feeling.
Didn't speak English, so it was like, I kind of figured like they probably was talking shit or something like that when I walked in there because it got real quiet.
Oh, wait, hold on. You give him, you go back and give him?
Yeah, I go back there and give him.
That's crazy.
After the fight, you got to hold it, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
that's what it is. After the fight, they give it to you, you stunt with it, and then you go back and you give it to them.
No, but listen to what I'm saying to you. I'm saying that, if I'm hearing it clearly, you go back and be like, oh,
this is what
I just beat you for, nigga. Take this shit back.
Yes.
That's crazy, God. Yeah. Oh, man. I'll be like, man, keep that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I probably would, too. Like,
petty
and shit. Like, nah,
yeah, so
that.
I think that's how he felt, though.
Because I would have felt that, man.
Yeah, like, I would have, too.
But like I said, they was talking before I walked in the locker room.
Okay, and everybody just
got like this.
Yeah, they definitely was talking shit, yeah.
And then I was just like, here you go, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to make it say words that he probably heard before. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity and all that. He was like, all right, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so breakout dude.
Not a good sport.
I was like, man, I could have sent somebody else in here to bring me in. Right? Like, I'm trying to show you.
Well, maybe he took that as disrespect. Because I probably would. I'll be honest with you.
That's how it happens, though.
Okay. That's standard.
That's pretty much standard.
Don't let nobody change who you are. If you are a good person and that's what you do, don't let nobody take that away from you.
What that got to do with you rubbing?
No,
because
he said I could have sent someone else, and I was trying to give some words of inspiration because I feel like lately people been testing me, and I have been remaining on my path. You know,
it's okay, so don't let nobody take you every once in a while.
I mean, don't tell me that because it's not once in a while. So I'm learning. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, don't let nobody take. If you are a good person, continue being a good person, and that's it.
Yeah, for sure.
The belt that you have now, was that, did Gervonta have that same championship years ago? Am I confusing? Yeah. I knew it. So I was doing my goals.
Yeah, he was the WBA.
So wait, so you about to, wait, go ahead.
He was a WBA 130-pound champion too.
So you about to have two of his belts?
I didn't take it from him.
It was from someone else. It was from still, someone else.
But he was the WBA champion at 130, I want to say before he moved up and fought for the 130-pound championship.
Did you look at your old fights? I don't know if it's on tape.
YouTube.
Yeah, but did you look and was like, all right, I know how he fights.
That shit is old. That shit don't matter.
So you think that both of y'all got different styles?
Both of us have evolved as fighters.
Okay.
So he's way better, I'm way better. Is it that, none of, like, that, that don't work. And if it does work, that means he was stagnant and hasn't gotten better, and he wouldn't be who he is today if he ain't got better.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going to be a little bit richer.
Yes.
Well, good. You can buy all of us burgers. Y'all all come back. What is it? What is that burger again?
Four Charles Prime Rib.
What
was it? Prime.
Four Charles Prime. Yes. Medium well. Thank you.
Well, I would do it today, but I don't want you to eat no beef until January.
That was a super pause.
Until January. But I'm 100% guaranteeing, I'm saying this on camera again, that you will be the victor.
Yeah, for sure.
I am. The weirdest thing is, I said, this guy's nose.
There we go.
I promise you, and I know. Listen.
I really hate the fact that every time you do this, you do win, though. Like, I hate it.
Because
like,
I'm telling you.
I mean, at this point, I like it, but yeah. I hate because he's very pompous.
Because I feel like I have a gift. You understand what I'm saying? And it be the weirdest thing. It's not. It don't be, yo, this person's skills. Because, like, even the Super Bowl and stuff like that, I don't know about sports. I say, yo, their uniforms, they're going to win. The color of their uniform, like, it just be little stuff like that, they're going to win. And when I first saw you, I said, this nigga knows he going to win.
Yo, talk about how he's like, maybe he predicts the future because he's like a Buddha. He got a little belly. Say something back to him.
Oh, I don't care.
Like, you got it prepped already. Go ahead, give me some more.
Yeah. Listen.
I got you, okay?
I'm Teflon. I got you. I done heard every joke about me in North America. You
tell
know what I'm saying?
It, yeah.
So I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Don't make a difference.
I know you don't care.
You understand? Yeah, that part, I don't care. I got my belt. He gonna have his two belts, and we're gonna be belted up.
I need a belt too.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to get my WWF belt.
Lastly, do you want to say anything to anybody in that camera?
Buy the pay per view.
How do you buy it?
How many times I'm gonna say it? Buy the pay per view. It's probably not most likely. It's gonna be on Amazon Prime pay per view. You can go on your Amazon account and purchase the fight. You search up Gervonta Davis or Lamont Roach, whatever the case may be, boxing. You're going to see it December 14th. Buy the pay-per-view. Purchase the pay-per-view. Buy the pay-per-view if you're not there. And forever, it shouldn't be no reason why you're not there. It's going to be the hottest fight of the year. It's going to be the most electric fight of the year. And the atmosphere is going to be crazy just because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to bring it out for the culture. We're going to bring it out for the boxing world. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be fire.
Listen, we're gonna put the link down below. Please watch. Even if you don't watch it for him, watch it for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I know these things, and you're gonna be like, then I'll probably certify as a psychic or something like that.
You know they're gonna be on you crazy too. They're gonna be on your line crazy. No, talking about something. Oh, you been with him? Oh, you stupid. You just trust me. I know.
You know what? That's good. That's cool.
Exactly.
Because I'm gonna say those two words too.
Told you. Hello. Yeah,
for sure.
Good looking, man. Thank you for stopping by, man.
For sure. Definitely,
coming. Bro.